Getting through high school can be tough. It's even harder without parents in the house. That's the story Christina Dixon chose to explore as a part of WUNC's Summer Youth Reporting Institute.
When I was 14, I lost my mom. She left behind me, my two sisters who I live with now, and my two brothers.
You want both of the pieces of pork chop? They're not but small, so I'm gonna give you both of them.
After my mom died, it was up to my sisters and me to do everything by ourselves. But it was also a tough time for my sister Katrina and I.
At the time, I couldn't help you because I didn't know how to help myself. I had to reach out and get help for myself. And in order for me to help you, I had to go and help myself first. But each day, you became a shell, a missile that had shut down. And I felt like that was your way of grieving, and I had to allow you to grieve that way.
I never got around to talking about my mom's death because I never wanted to feel vulnerable or receive people's pity. But I really needed a strong person to pick up where my mom left off.
You are one of my adopted daughters.
That's Miss Erica Jones. She's a teacher I met in 10th grade. We both shared common backgrounds, which made it easier to relate to her. Now I call her Ma Jones.
I'm just very proud of how you are thinking, and I hope that I had a little bit of influence in swaying you to appropriately express your feelings. Everybody has problems. Everyone has something. And you, if you remember, you and I share in common the fact that our mothers are deceased. And so I know your pain.
Meeting Ms. Jones is one of the main reasons I stayed in school. I'm going to graduate from high school this year, something half of my family didn't do. For me, poetry and acting helped me cope with my mom's death. Another thing that helped me get through was writing. Writing was my escape. I did a lot of it at the Renaissance Education After School Program. That's where I met Twan Morris. He wants to hear my story, and now he says I inspire him.
Cedar does inspire me. It's not a moment that I don't wake up and think, what would I do if I had a poem for Christina with me right now? What would I do if I had a little sign, a little booklet of Christina's writing? So, yeah, she does inspire me.
Even though I started expressing my feelings, I still felt like I needed a role model, someone to teach me how to be a strong, independent, and confident woman. Maybe that was my sister Katrina, who helps with dinner most nights.
I do believe that I could be a role model. And I'm not trying to brag on myself, but I am a breathing, living witness that, you know, you can get through the worst of the worst, that I could be a strong role model for you. But you have to want the help in order to get the help, in order to actually to work.
Wearing my feelings on my sleeves is something I'm not good at. But I can find comfort in knowing the whole time I was looking for someone to fill in the missing pieces, there were people like my sister all around. I just never really opened my heart.
I want you to know that I'm very proud of you, even though if I don't say it every day, I am very proud of you, and I know that our mother would be very proud of you. You have turned into a beautiful young lady with so many goals and ambitions in front of you, and I am proud to say that, you know, you are my sister.
I now realize mentors were all around me. I talked to them every day, but it was up to me to listen, open up, and receive help. From WUNC's Summer Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Christina Dixon.